good evening, and welcome to episode 3 of the MacTuts podcast, sponsored by Pixelmator. Pixelmator is an inspiring, easy-to-use, beautifully designed image editor built to help you create stunning new images and edit your existing photos. Pixelmator is one of the top apps that features on my Mac and that of Jordan.
Hey, Johnny.
What can you do with Pixelmator? It's a powerful, pixel-accurate collection of selection tools. It's a top-notch painting tool, drawing tools, retouching tools, a real filter machine with over 150 breathtaking filters and special effects, an elegant collection of professional-grade color correction tools, compatibility with iPhoto, Aperture, save in popular formats like PSD, TIFF, JPEG, PNG, PDF, etc. iCloud sharing and saving for the web, and it's built exclusively for OS X. It's a heavyweight Mac app at a very lightweight price, £10.49, which is just a fistful of dollars. Guys at Pixelmator, thanks very much for sponsoring episode 3. And in this episode, we are talking about running Windows on a Mac. And my first question, Jordan, is why the hell would we want to do that?
Good question. To be honest, there are legitimate reasons why you'd want to run Windows on a Mac. So there's certain applications that, for one reason or another, aren't available for the Mac. So in the UK especially, there's a popular accounting package called Sage, which is required for many businesses, and there's no Mac version, so you have to use a PC. It can be expensive just to buy a dedicated PC just for those one or two applications you need to run. Sometimes it's actually cheaper to get Windows installed on your Mac in some way and have it run. Another reason would be for any gamers out there. So the Mac has got a great selection of games, and it is building and ever-increasing, but they're not quite there yet, and there's much greater selection of games for Windows. So for anyone with a beefed-up iMac or Mac Pro, then installing Windows opens up a huge opportunity to play even more games.
Okay, so running Windows on a Mac, you've not really convinced me yet, but I sort of see the need from a business perspective. If somebody's got an accountancy package, I think accountants tend to like PCs, don't they? So if you're needing to use a piece of software that your accountant is using in order to keep your accountancy fees down, then perhaps Windows has it. And you don't really want one of those horrible black or beige plastic boxes in your office, do you? Okay, so running Windows on a Mac, Jordan, I've got an iMac here in front of me. I'm doing Mac-type stuff on it. If I want to do Windows-type stuff on it, and believe me, I don't, but for the purpose of this podcast, let's suppose that I've got a Windows application that I need to run on my Mac. What are my options? What do I do? How do I go about it? Where do I start?
There are actually a couple of different ways to do it, and there's actually one built into the Mac that Apple has been developing ever since they switched to Intel, and it's called Bootcamp, and it's a utility that's within your Mac, and what it allows you to do is partition your hard drive so that you can install Windows as a separate operating system. It's sort of a dual boot system. So in order to access Windows, you'd have to restart your Mac in a certain way. And then to go back again, you'd restart the Mac again.
Okay, partitioning my hard drive sounds pretty involved, and that's got me worried already. How does this work? What does that mean, even?
So partitioning basically is splitting the hard drive into two different sections, in this case with Bootcamp. What this will allow your Mac to do is still have one physical hard drive, but in terms of the software, it sees two hard drives. It's actually the same drive, just with a dividing line down the middle at a certain size. This will allow you to have two different file systems. So as we all know, the Mac uses a different file system format to Windows in terms of how it saves data. It's the reason why you can't use a USB disk off a Mac on a PC. By partitioning your drive, you can have one half of the drive Windows formatted, one half Mac formatted with all your data intact. And you can then install Windows on the other side that's been created. So this allows your Windows install to share the same drive without any extra expense or any extra software needing to be purchased or installed.
So it's given me a choice, really, of whether I boot into Windows or into OS X.
Absolutely. So you're always given the choice. There's a keyboard shortcut you can hold down when you're starting the Mac if you'd like to make that choice, regardless of what the Mac's going to boot up to. And it will give you a choice of booting Mac or Windows. The downside of Boot Camp is if you're in the middle of editing a photo in Pixelmator and you think, actually, I might need to just check on my accounts, or I fancy just playing a few minutes of a game, or anything that would require the Windows setup to be used, you've got to save everything, quit, shut down the computer and restart it to use it in the Windows operating system. So there is a downside using it in this way. But the upside is it's built into the Mac. The Mac will automatically set all this up for you. All you need to do is provide a Windows installation disk and a serial number.
Okay, so let's suppose that I want to install Windows on a partition on my hard drive. Believe me, I don't, but for the purposes of this podcast, I need to run my accountancy software. How would I go about partitioning my hard drive? Do I need something special to do this?
No, and in fact, it's actually a completely automated process. There is an application called the Boot Camp Utility, or the Boot Camp Assistant, sorry, that's in the Utilities folder. This will automatically guide you through setting up Boot Camp for the installation process. So this will automatically partition the drive. It will ask you, would you like to use a small amount of space? I think it's about 64 gigabytes, which is a minimum you would need for Windows. Or if you want to use even more space to use for the Windows side. Once you've selected that and you've chosen your desired options, the Boot Camp process will begin. It will repartition your hard drive on the fly. It won't change any of your data. We do recommend backing up your Mac, though, and if you're not familiar with backing up, definitely recommend listening back to episode 1 on our backups program and then learning a few things from there. Just make sure, just in case something happens, the last thing you would ever want is a power cut when you're trying to repartition an iMac. So there's certain things that are outside our control.
So it should be a safe process is what you're saying, but it's good practice to ensure that you've got a backup before you go making radical changes to your Mac.
Absolutely. Even something as what we consider mundane now as updating the operating system with a huge update, such as when Mavericks is released, I'd make sure that I have a backup beforehand just in case, you know, something could happen in the middle of the process, which is the worst possible time, and having a backup will ensure that you're not going to lose anything in you. You're going to be able to recover from that relatively unscathed.
Right, I see. So, okay, I've backed up my iMac. I can press Command Spacebar to open Spotlight. I type in Boot Camp and it will bring up the Boot Camp Assistant for me. And that's just an app that walks me through a process. Is that right?
Exactly right. It's a step-by-step process. There's actually very little interaction. It's just a bit of time, depending on the size of the hard drive. You will need your Windows installation disk and serial number handy, because as soon as the Boot Camp has finished partitioning your hard drive, it will restart the Mac to begin the Windows installation process. At this point, the Boot Camp will also suggest burning a set of drivers to a disk, or if your Mac doesn't have a CD, putting them to a USB stick. This will allow your Mac to install Windows with all the necessary drivers for the Mac hardware, so the graphics card, the keyboard, the trackpad, anything like that that is developed and designed by Apple, the Boot Camp software will provide drivers for.
Okay. Will I need that during part of the initial installation process, or is that just providing me with some drivers as a backup? I'm not understanding where that comes in.
So the Boot Camp drivers setup is actually part of the Boot Camp system. So it's all done in one go. So if you're wanting to get Windows installed on your Mac and you begin the Boot Camp process, it'll do all of this for you step by step. So it'll partition your drive. It'll set up the drivers that you may need for the installation. Then it'll ask you for your Windows disk, and then it'll begin the Windows installation. And then after that, you simply pop in the USB stick or the driver disk that you burned with Boot Camp, and install your Mac drivers in Windows.
I see. Okay, so I've got my hard drive on my Mac partitioned. I've got OS X on one partition. On the other, I've installed Windows. When I boot up my Mac next time, how do I know which one I'm booting into?
So if you want to select which operating system you want to boot into manually, you can hold down the Alt key when you're booting your Mac. This will bring up a little option where you can select whether you want to boot your Mac, Mac operating system, or your Windows operating system. By default, it will tend to boot the last one you've been in. So if you were last in Mac OS X, it'll resume booting into Mac OS X. You can restart the Mac into any operating system by using the Alt key. So I find it much handier than using any settings or menus. Just restart the Mac, hold down the Alt key, and then select which one you'd like to boot into. Alternatively, if you're in Windows and you want to restart to the Mac, there's a little boot camp menu that sits near the system tray where the clock resides on the bottom right of the screen near your start button. And you can select that and go boot into Mac, and it'll just automatically restart your Mac back into the Mac operating system.
Okay, so the advantage of this is that I can now run my accountancy software, which requires Windows. I can run that on my Mac rather than having to own a separate black box. It's going to run quickly, I presume, because it's running on the hardware directly, isn't it?
Absolutely. So unlike virtualization software, which we're going to look at later, this has direct access to your hardware. So this is, in effect, a PC. It's no different than that black box that you may have in the corner of the office. So anything like video games, for example, will run much better than, say, through something like Parallels or VMware, which we'll touch upon shortly. So for anything that's hardware intensive, such as a video game or something that's going to use a lot of computational power, boot camp is always going to be the best choice.
Okay, but there's a disadvantage with partitioning, isn't there? And I'm not just talking about the fact I'm running Windows on a Mac, which is a terrible crime, I think. But I need to do it for my accountancy software. I'm cooking the books really fast with Sage at the moment, but I've just remembered I need to get back to Pixelmator to finish off editing that image file. I can't just switch over, can I?
Unfortunately not. It's, in effect, it's like being caught between two different computers. So if you need to go back to Pixelmator on the Mac operating system, you need to shut down the Windows operating system and restart. So unfortunately, you can't have the best of both worlds. So you do have to close one to use the other.
Okay, well, on that note, I'd say thanks to the guys at Pixelmator. Whilst you may think it's a disadvantage that Pixelmator isn't available for Windows, the advantage is that it's just available for Mac OS X, and the new Pixelmator 2.2 is optimised for the new Retina display on the MacBook Pro, if you're fortunate to have one of those, and has full support for OS X Mountain Lion. Pixelmator is an inspiring, easy-to-use, beautifully designed image editor built to help you create stunning new images and edit your existing photos. And at £10.49, it costs just a fraction of what a Windows license would cost you. So check out the Mac App Store and look up Pixelmator. And thanks to the guys at Pixelmator for sponsoring episode 3 of the Mac Tuts podcast. Jordan, you're talking about virtualization software. What's virtualization software?
So when Apple switched to Intel processors for their Mac, a couple of companies began to develop this special software called virtualization software. What it means is you can virtually run an operating system within another. So in this case, we can run the Windows operating system within the Mac operating system. We don't need to restart the Mac, and we don't need to quit any applications or save any data before we start it. We can run them both at the same time.
So that means that if I'm cooking the books really fast with Sage, I'm actually running Windows within OS X using virtualization software. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So I can just switch back to Pixelmator and continue formatting, continue touching up my photographs.
Yeah, absolutely. And the benefit of these types of software is they've come a long way in the last few years. So it's not just a case of you can have a window at the corner of your screen with Windows XP or Windows 7 running within it and your accountancy software. You can actually hide all of the Windows start menu backgrounds and just have the accountancy software running as though it was a Mac application. They've come such a long way that they can hide all the Windows elements you don't need to see And it just gives that appearance that it's a virtual application. It's virtually running on our Mac as though it was an application we were running on the Mac. You can't tell, apart from the menu at the top, that it's a Windows application.
I'm liking the sound of that. I can run Windows apps on my Mac without looking at Windows.
Absolutely.
What's not to like? So do I have to run them like that? I mean, I like things in different boxes. I like to categorize things. I like to know where I am with things. I might get a bit lost if I'm running an application and I don't know whether it's a Windows or a Mac app. Do I have a choice?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can keep it self-contained, and in fact, that tends to be the default option. That's certainly how I use Windows on a day-to-day basis. I have Windows running within its own little window in Parallels, which is one of these virtualization software packages, so that everything is self-contained. I can see the desktop of Windows, but it's doing its own thing. It's in a completely different space as well. So if I want to go into Windows, I actually slide the trackpad over, swipe to another space where I have Windows running full screen as well.
Okay, I think you've mentioned a couple of names as we've been talking there. One was Parallels, and I think you mentioned VMware as well. These are the different virtualization products, are they?
They are. They're the two most popular ones for the Mac. You've got Parallels Desktop and you've got VMware Fusion. Both of them are made by different companies, one made by VMware, one made by Parallels, rather unsurprisingly. And they both do pretty much the same thing for the purposes of running Windows on a Mac. There's always one version that's going to have more features than another until that other version releases a new one, which will then do more features than another. So it really, at this stage, doesn't matter which one you go for. They're both similarly priced, similarly spec'd. So it's best to pick whichever one you feel more comfortable with. And they both offer free trials as well, so you can at least give them a test drive.
Okay. So I choose one of these products, VMware or Parallels, that you recommend. I've got my Windows CD, DVD, and license number. It's important that it's properly licensed. How do I get Windows onto my Mac with one of these products?
So the beauty of these products is because they're special software packages, they're pretty much custom made to run Windows as seamlessly as possible. And this goes as far as the installation. So unlike Bootcamp, where you need to repartition your hard drive, the data that resides within a Windows installation in, say, Parallels is within a single file on your Mac, no different than your iPhoto library or your iTunes library. This has the great benefit of you don't need to repartition, you don't need to worry about any space problems, yet it's still all self-contained. And because they're developed to set up Windows as seamlessly as possible, there is no installation you really need to do beyond saying to Parallels, I'd like to create a new Windows virtual machine now. You pop the disk in, pop your serial number in, and it runs the installation for you. It bases all its information in terms of the time zone, the keyboards, automatically, because it knows what you've got set on the Mac. You don't need to enter any of that. So you can go from clicking a button saying, I want to start my Windows setup, to a fully running Windows desktop without you interacting with it at all. There's no drivers to install because Parallels manages that as well. Same with VMware Fusion. They emulate all the hardware that Windows sees. So there's no configuration, there's no setup for any hardware, there's no sound card drivers to install, there's no network drivers. Everything is configured automatically.
So I can run one of these products, VMware or Parallels, I insert my Windows disk, enter the license number, and that's pretty much it for the process. I've just got to wait for it to install.
Absolutely. There's nothing else you need to do. It runs a completely automated installation for you. So all those menus you would click through to say next, you know, yes, confirm, enter, please, thank you, all of those are automatically done for you, so you don't need to do them.
So I install Windows using one of these virtualization products. I then fire it up, and I can essentially run Windows in a window on OS X or full screen, I presume.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can either run it as a smaller window, depending on the size of your display, or thanks to Mountain Lion and it seems to be Mavericks as well, you can even run it full screen and have it running in a different space. So by running full screen, you don't have any of the Mac menus. So if you need to, say, do spend a few hours within the accounting software and you don't want to have any of the distractions of the Mac operating system, you can take it full screen and it's as though you're running a Windows PC.
Believe me, I spend as little time in Sage as is humanly possible, or Windows for that matter. And you mentioned before you could just have the app running on its own as though it was just another Mac app, and you wouldn't see any of that Windows palaver going on if you didn't want to.
Absolutely, yeah. So with the paid-for applications such as Parallels and VMware Fusion, you do pay for the privilege of this autonomous software, this advanced features, but it tends to be for most people, unless you need to have, unless you're running, say, your Mac for some serious gaming within Windows, then it tends to be the better option than Bootcamp. Bootcamp is great for certain scenarios, but for the vast majority of people who need to use Windows on a Mac, it's worth spending the extra $50 or $60 and going for Parallels or VMware.
So as long as I haven't got sort of heavyweight gaming requirements where I need to be using the power of the Mac natively, what you're saying is if I'm just doing some accountancy or something, run it within a virtualization product, and then I've got more flexibility as to my working environment, whether it's Windows or OS X.
Absolutely. The Intel processors that Apple has used, these Core 2 Duos, Core Duos, they've always been designed to be able to run multiple operating systems at the same time. It's one of the great features. Unfortunately, graphics cards haven't come that far yet. So whilst there is no performance difference if you're doing, say, Sage, for example, you will notice no performance difference between Bootcamp and Parallels. Trying to run a game, however, you will notice it runs much better through Bootcamp than it would do through Parallels.
Okay. So for my needs, which is just accountancy, I could stick with the virtualization software. Somebody who maybe was wanting to do more than that, wanting the games, they might be looking at the Bootcamp route. One of the things I remember from my PC using days, and you know, I think that was important because I need a reference point to realize how lucky I am now using OS X day to day. When I was using PCs back in the day, one of the things was you'd come to install a piece of software or upgrade it, and the scope for things to go wrong was absolutely massive. Can this virtualization software help me in any way guard against, you know, things going wrong within Windows?
Absolutely. One of the benefits of these virtualization software packages is everything is so self-contained that even if you were to get a virus and it completely obliterates your Windows installation, your Mac partition and Mac software is completely unaffected. So it's because it's all kept in this single file that looks like an iPhoto library. No damage is done beyond the Windows installation. In fact, there's been times where something has gone wrong during a Windows update of mine, and I've thought, well, all I use it for is one particular software. I'll just erase it and start again. And I've just erased it, reinstalled the software, and started from scratch. So it's self-contained. You do still need to run antivirus software within either a Parallels or VMware installation or Bootcamp, because once you use a Windows installation, you are going to suffer from the same problems that they have, which is increased security problems. So even though it won't affect your Mac, it can still affect the data you hold within that Windows partition. So you still need to safeguard yourself from that.
I'm happy then running within virtualization software. My Mac isn't going to be affected, but running within the virtualization software, if I'm upgrading things, if I'm upgrading the operating system or installing some programs and something goes wrong, I'm going to have to go back and reinstall the whole thing, reinstall a new operating system, aren't I?
Well, there's actually a software feature of both Parallels and VMware called Snapshots. This allows you to sort of take an image of what your Windows installation currently looks like. It's effectively taking a picture, and you can use that as a recovery point or a restore point. So if you take a snapshot and then a week later you install a piece of software or you get a virus and your Windows installation is completely ruined, with two clicks of the mouse by clicking on the menu and going restore to snapshot, you can take it back to that point you took that snapshot. Everything is restored. There's no data lost. Everything just carries on as though nothing had happened.
Okay, so that's giving me a bit of peace of mind now about running. In fact, that sounds easier to run Windows on a Mac inside a virtualization product than it does to run Windows on a PC.
It definitely does. It is because of the snapshot feature and the fact everything is self-contained, it's much easier to do so.
Okay, so for gamers, we're saying boot camp because they've got some pretty big requirements of the hardware. For the rest of us, just using accountancy packages, maybe virtualization is the way to go. What about if I just want to run one simple application that runs on Windows? Is there anything available to me there?
Certainly. So there is a third option for virtualization software called VirtualBox. It's an open source software package that's, run by Oracle. And it allows you to use pretty much the same features as you would get with Parallels and VMware. Because it's free, because it's open source, it's going to be a little more rough around the edges because obviously it's being actively developed continuously. But it will give you most of the features of what you would need. So if you're just needing to run a single application that isn't very demanding very infrequently, then you know, Parallels and VMware can be between, you know, $30 to $60. So it can save you a little bit of money if you're just needing to run one particular software package. A little bit harder to set up, a little bit more complicated, but by no means is it outside the realm of
okay.
anyone
but
who's using
But that still needs me to install a copy of Windows, doesn't it?
That does. So
okay.
you still need that Windows license.
Let's suppose that I don't have a license and I don't want to go to the extent of installing a copy of Windows. Is there any way that I could just install a Windows program on my Mac, for instance? Is that possible?
It is possible. There are some developers out there who have come up with some quite clever ways of doing this. There's two programs that spring to mind, one called Wine Bottler and one which is quite a popular commercial product called Crossover by CodeWeavers. Both of these software packages allow you to run a certain Windows application on your Mac without the installation of Windows. Effectively, it emulates Windows on a very low level. So you just run the application. So for the sake of argument, there's this particular game that we might want to run that we've got on a Windows PC disk. Now, this can only be installed on a Windows computer. We can't install it on our Mac. However, it's compatible with Crossover. This software will allow us to run this game using this particular piece of software called Crossover without the need of installing Windows. Effectively, it emulates Windows for us. It takes Windows out of the equation and acts as the middleman.
So this means that if I've just got one Windows application that I want to run and I don't want to go to the expense and trouble of installing Windows within a piece of virtualization software, I still have the possibility, perhaps, to run just this one Windows application.
Absolutely. So the upsides are you don't need to worry about purchasing a Windows license, which can be anything up to about $150, $200. This means you can save a considerable amount of money for something where you may not want, you know, if you're looking to play a $20 game, then $200 of software is probably not something you're going to want to invest in. So it can save you quite a considerable sum of money. The downside is it's not compatible with all applications or all games. In fact, the developers tend to have a compatibility list you need to check with first. Most can be tested and as working. Most can be tested and working extremely well. Others may not work at all, and if they've been tested, will be on the list. So it's always worth, if you're looking to use these types of applications, check with the developer before you decide to set it up and start to install it. You can save yourself quite a few hours of wondering why it's not working when the only reason is it's just not compatible.
Okay. So really, if you're wanting to use a Mac or if you do use a Mac and you need to use Windows or a piece of Windows software, there's actually quite a number of ways open to you to allow you to do that. And you don't have to go and buy one of Michael Dell's pieces of plastic to do it. What we spoke about initially was Bootcamp, where you can run it. You run Windows natively on your Mac. You choose between whether you boot into Windows or into OS X. That has advantages in terms of speed, especially for games, in terms of graphics performance. But the disadvantage is that you can't easily switch between the two. You need to reboot. Then you came on to the virtualization software, which allows you to run Windows within OS X and pretty much hide Windows as well if you want to and run the apps. And then finally, if you're just wanting to run a one-off Windows program, there's a possibility that you could use a program such as WineBottler or Crossover to do that. So really, a number of options open to you there if you need to use Windows apps on your Mac, and what you choose really depends upon what program you want to use, is I think what we're saying, Jordan.
Absolutely. It all depends on your usage requirements. So there is no, this is what you should use, this is what you shouldn't use. It just depends on what you need to use it for.
And let's face it, there is another advantage to all of this. It means that those Windows users who need to use Windows can go out and buy a nice, shiny MacBook Pro, sit on the train on their commute to work. Everybody thinks that they're really cool, and yet on the screen they're using their boring Windows programs. It's just a thought. Anyway, that was episode 3 of the Mac Tuts podcast. Just like to say thanks very much to the guys at Pixelmator for sponsoring this podcast. Pixelmator takes full advantage of the latest Mac technologies and none of the Windows ones, because it gives you speedy, powerful tools that lets you touch up and enhance images, draw or paint, apply gorgeous effects, and just have fun with your pictures. Once your images are ready, access them anywhere with iCloud, not available on Windows. Send them to iPhoto, not available on Windows, or Aperture. You get the idea. Email, print, or save them. I think that Windows now does have email, doesn't it? And you can save that to all popular image formats or share them through Facebook, Flickr, and more. All right from Pixelmator. Fantastic app. It doesn't need Windows. Check it out on the Mac App Store. £10.49. It's a bargain. It's on my Mac already. Jordan, thanks very much for telling us about Windows. I'm now going to go and cry.
Don't have nightmares.
Apple Macintosh.